From the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 10, we read these words. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from that cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. May God bless this reading from his holy word. And I'm going to do this because I'm just a little bit unsteady on my feet today, as John would know since I tripped over him and almost fell into his lap up there. Suddenly, a cloud passed over them. How many of you have actually thought about that part of the scripture before? You know, I never had until really just this week. But it made me realize that there's something about the transfiguration that many of us have been missing for a long time. So let me just stand up and grab this real quick. It's in here somewhere. Or not. There we go. A cloud overshadowed them. And it doesn't just say that it passed overhead. The cloud overshadowed all of them. You know, when a cloud goes overhead, the sun goes out, doesn't it? It gets dark. We think about storms. We don't know what's coming. When things go wrong in our lives, we often say, "There's a cloud following me around. There's a dark cloud hovering over my head." And I think there's a real message for us in this. Because at this time in their life when they saw their best friend Jesus transfigure, there was a cloud overshadowing the disciples. It was dark. They were afraid. Now strike that. They were terrified. Everything had suddenly changed on them. This man that they thought they knew, they didn't know after all. Peter is, of course, talking out his butt once again. "Oh, let's just do something so we can keep you here on this mountain because we don't know you anymore." And the cloud is right there. And they don't know what's going to happen. Think about that for just a minute. I mean, we know what's going to happen because we know the end of the story. But they don't know what's going to happen. Now all of a sudden they see Elijah, they see Moses, they see Jesus looking real strange. They're up on a mountain, there's a big cloud coming at them. They may well have thought, this is the end. They were probably afraid for their very lives. So picture it. It's dark. They're trembling. They don't know what to think. They have given up everything they ever knew to follow this man. And he's led them into sudden peril. But then, out of this dark, out of this cloud, comes this voice. This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And suddenly when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And isn't that true? At the worst time of our lives, when things look the blackest and the bleakest, when we're afraid and we think the end might be coming, Jesus is always there. And how many times is Jesus the only one that's left? He told them not to say anything until after he had risen from the dead, and they didn't understand this. We do, because again, we know the end of the story. We know that he died for all of us, that he stood up against the powers of death and evil at a time when we really couldn't stand ourselves, that he taught us the way to be a family of God, that he taught us how to be a community of faith, that he gave his very self for us in pain so that we might live not just here, but that we might live eternally. But he didn't want anybody to know who he was because he wanted his mission to be accomplished first. If they had all run around saying, Jesus is going to die, Jesus is going to die, what good would that have done at that moment in time? Because nobody really believed that a man could rise from the dead, did they? Even when Lazarus came stinking out of the grave, they didn't believe it. I'm not so sure Lazarus believed it himself, probably. And I think that the story of for all of us here is this. Even when we are questioning what Christ's rising from the dead means for us, even when we are questioning our faith, even when we're questioning our lives and all of the things that go on in them, when we are overshadowed by the clouds of doubt and fear and night, that it's at that moment that Jesus himself is the only one standing there with him. And the blessing of God comes down and says, this is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. May God bless us all. And may God bless First Baptist Church. Amen.